have some fun.
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoons.
Oh, I love that.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
We're going to be buddies. We're going to be pals.
Bingo. How fun.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
The best double play combination in Stark County.
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show.
Plenty of sports to talk about today, but before we get to that, Brian, hit it.
It is National DJ Day.
Tell you what, I'm going to go out there and give you a big disc jockey style introduction, okay?
Are you a DJ?
I'm a professional amateur DJ.
I'm practicing my DJ work.
This is professional radio.
What you need is a professional disc jockey.
I don't care if you're a radio broadcaster.
Happy National DJ Day, everybody.
On the air in 3, 2...
Yo, DJ, drop
two, three,
that beat.
1. There you go, Kelly. Hey, that's how we do things on National DJ Day as we start off the program. Kenny Rota, you used to be a DJ, man. You remember this stuff?
I do remember this stuff. My first ever DJ gig was at WBWC Radio, our college, Baldwin Wallace. And I hosted, you ready for this?
Go ahead.
I hosted Monday mini marathons where I had a 3-hour show and I would play an hour's worth of 3 different artists. So I would pick 3 groups, 3 individual artists, solo acts, whatever, and play an hour of each of them at Baldwin Wallace. Connie Allen allowed me to do this on Mondays, and I went by the on-air name of
Kenny Smooth.
That's right.
I remember it well. That's so good.
Sade was my opening music, and Smooth Operator, and we'd come in, and I'd come in, hey, hi, how you doing? It's Monday Mini Marathon.
You got to play music you knew of. I had to go on and play stuff that nobody had ever heard. You know, college radio back in the day, it was like Brian's Beat Cuts. Here's another song by nobody you've ever heard of, so I quit or got fired in the first week. They put me back into the newsroom, and I think I dropped an F-bomb on one of my very first reads, and they never brought me back. College radio.
Wait a second. The only thing better than that, you may be getting canned because you dropped an F-bomb, was our fraternity brother,
who?
Bob McGee, better known as Bay Hob, right?
Yeah.
He was on the, and he had a real deep voice, remember? Pennant fever, be a believer, right? That was Bay Hob, right? And his senior year, he's doing a show on the radio, and let's just say, it was smoky or cloudy in the on-air studio the day he was doing the show. And I'll never forget it. He was so inebriated or under the influence. He had an album playing at the time, right? And I think it was Stairway to Heaven. And it had a scratch in it. And it just kept skipping. And so it just
He's asleep at the wheel.
He was asleep at the wheel, and I laughed so hard. I'm listening to it, and naturally, you want to go help him because he's, you know, either out of the studio or he's inebriated and has passed out, but you don't want to help him because it's too damn funny. You want to see how long it would go before he realized the record just kept skipping.
You know,
and playing over and over and over.
That guy ended up being a firefighter in Berea and just retired a few years ago. So you might want to laugh at him for what he did 35 years ago, but he's a smart one at the end of the day. He's retired. We're still a couple of working stiffs.
Oh, Bay Hob, I'll never forget that, man. I laughed so hard. It was just classic. But that was my first ever gig at WBWC. And then you got me into club jockeying.
Yes.
When you were at the Draft House in Strongsville when we were in college. And when you graduated, I kind of took over that gig and then ended up getting a job at the Bread and Butter Company, better known as the BBC nightclub in Berea.
One of the better gigs I had until somebody pulled a gun on me for not playing their request. Boy, wasn't that fun. Let's give a shout out to some of our favorite local DJs over the years. Before we get into the Cavaliers talk, they lose one last night to the Bulls. They're a little bit tired.
Yeah.
They lose 117-104. We'll get into that in a second. Shout out right now to Mike Adams, good friend of mine. We worked in radio for years. Jerry Vincent, Zach Stevens, Johnny Jackson used to do overnights at a radio station I worked at. The one and only, you know him, you love him, Canton's favorite Greek son, Billy Manis. Oppa, Billy, you did it well, my friend, and he's still DJing wedding receptions. There used to be a dude in town. Are you ready for this? His name was the Round Mound of Sound. Oh, I love that. He used to play at a joint called Jay Willoughby's. Can't remember his real name. He ended up doing fishing charters on Lake Erie.
Wow, the round mound of sound. How great is that?
His name was like Jerry something. If anybody knows, call the program, let us know. Back when Jay Willoughby's was over there off of Everhard Road, I don't know what it is now. It used to be where Dick's was before they moved over to Belden Village. The round mound of sound. How about one more? Our buddy, our good friend, Joe Russell. Joe Russell puts up Christmas decorations that he leaves up all year long. But here's the kicker. You ready for this?
What?
It changes for every holiday. So he puts the lights up. It's LED, plugs it into a computer, has his own radio frequency, and it plays music according to the holiday. So at Christmas time, it's Christmas carols. At St. Patrick's Day, it's Irish music. So what's going on right now? Valentine's Day right around the corner, right? It's all red, pink, white, love songs. You drive by his house. Shout out to my man, Joe Russell.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, cool? A couple of guys I worked with at various clubs, from Eddie's Nightclub in North Olmsted to the BBC in Berea, as well as the Beach Club in the Flats and Rum Runners. I got to DJ at both of those places. And then my favorite nightclub of all time was, well, it had three different names. It was Harlow's, it was Club Impact, and it was Club Rio, and it was partially owned by Browns linebacker Eddie Johnson in the late 80s, early 90s. I DJed there Thursday night, ladies' nights, and that's when all the Browns players would come in because they knew it was ladies' night, and they would all show up, Webster Slaughter and Bernie and Herman Fontenot and all those guys.
Wasn't that the place that Hanford Dixon was part owner in?
No, that was another place that was in Independence.
Oh, Senior Frogs.
Yes, Senior Frogs was the one Hanford was involved with. And I didn't DJ there, but my buddy supplied the liquor from the liquor store to that place in Independence. So we would load that up. And then I had friends that worked at the mining company. Remember the mining company?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jerry worked there. Flash Gordon is still DJing like you. Good friend of mine, Flash Gordon. Also, Pete Troy was another great club jock from back in the days who taught me a few things about DJing. Those guys are all still doing it like you. You guys are smart. You're your own boss.
How about your main man, Sparky B?
Sparky, I was going to bring up Sparky B, somebody we both know. Yeah. Sparky B still doing it to this day, and is a showman of all showmen he's out there doing stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Glitter jackets and all. Usually does a big show at the House of Blues around St. Patty's Day.
Oh, does he really? Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, Sparky B used to come up to see me at the BBC nightclub. You know what? At the BBC nightclub, that's when we used to have Caesar the Wrestling Bear.
We had him.
Wednesday night was, how about this? I remember this like it was yesterday. Wednesday night was College ID night. Thursday night was Ladies Night. And Friday night, Caesar the Wrestling Bear came once a month, and you could wrestle the bear.
Caesar used to come down to the pub club in Belden Village every once a month, and I couldn't get there in time because I was on the air at Hot 95.9 back in the day. I would get off the air at midnight, and they were done already. But a buddy of mine wrestled the bear, and I couldn't believe it. I said, what are you, nuts? He said, I got into the ring, which was the dance floor, and it looked just like a boxing ring, the old pub club. Yep. Everybody remembers it. And I think it was Paul Gervasis, and he gets in there, and he starts wrestling with the bear. And he goes, man, I had him. I had this bear. He goes, but the thing is, the handler of the bear had the bear trained to be very nice but do one thing, and he would go for your crotch.
Yes.
So he would go for your crotch, and you would just crumble.
Well, dude, that they offered whatever the jackpot was each week. It would grow until somebody pinned Caesar the Wrestling Bear. Nobody ever,
nobody ever
pinned him.
Their shoulder blades are too close together. They said it's impossible to pin a bear, but you get some drunk idiot trying to go for it, and that's probably the forerunner to Joe Exotic. Who's going to own a bear? There's no chance you'd get away with doing something like that. Now, in a bar, are you kidding me?
Oh, God, no. The insurance and the possibility of things, and then your videotape and that thing, there's no chance of that
happening. What about PETA? You got no chance.
Right, right. And another nightclub, remember Uncle Vic's nightclub?
He was a DJ too, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, and he owned his own club. That's where my buddy Flash Gordon, worked a lot. And like I said, you still do it. You own your own business. Flash does karaoke and DJing all over the place. If you Google him, you'll find Flash Gordon. And Pete Choi has this unbelievable setup, JT. It looks like the Starship Enterprise. Yeah. He's got this. It's almost like the futuristic DJ board or whatever it is. It's unreal.
I got news for you. Today being National DJ Day, this is a lot different than when we broke in. Back in the day, you said, oh, yeah, when we started, you'd have to bring in turntables and thousands of records. Well, now it's a little bit easier. You bring in a laptop, but you're expected to have every song ever recorded. That's one thing that's kind of hard because it takes out your creative influence right out of the gate because everybody just assumes you have every song. But the other thing is this. You're right, man. These dudes come prepared. Up lighting, disco lights, you name it. They've got everything. TV screens, monitors, smoke machines. One dude in town, are you ready for this? Has his own lit up dance floor.
No way.
You imagine what that must cost?
Oh, my goodness. But here's the thing, all right? If that's all you do, you buy that one time. Once you pay it off, then everything's profit after that. But I'm guessing it was a pretty penny. But
the problem is this. You know, back in the day, it was nothing for me to DJ 4, 5, maybe 6 nights a week. Now you're looking at maybe 2 nights. There isn't a market for it any longer. And I got news for you. The nightclub industry, as I've seen it so far, I don't want to call it post-pandemic, but during this pandemic, now that they've reopened things, it's not as busy as it once was. People go out earlier, stay home, don't go out late at all, and the nightclubs are really, really scuffling.
Yeah, they are, obviously, nowadays and everything like that. But let's do this. I'd love to hear from our listeners out there, 330-450-1480, your favorite club jocks, your favorite radio disc jockeys from back in the day, right?
Yeah.
As we grew up, and in Cleveland, was there anybody bigger than Kid Leo?
No.
At WMMS?
No.
Right? He was at the top of the mountain looking down on everybody.
The only guy maybe close was Kinsbach, right?
Right, Jeff and Flash with the MMS Morning Zoo. And you remember Mr. Leonard?
Mr. Leonard, yeah.
Oh, God. Sure. You know what? There were times when I would just listen waiting for Mr. Leonard. And you'd leave it on and they'd play music and they'd talk. You wanted me. Oh, Mr. Hey, how you doing, Jeff? It was hysterical.
Of course.
And the bits that he did, written, unbelievable comedy. I would be crying laughing so hard
from
Mr. Leonard.
We're still stealing stuff that those guys did, 40 years ago every Friday at about 5 o'clock when we played Born to Run?
Yep.
That's where it came from?
Yeah. So, I mean, you look back on this, and we're lucky enough to be in this field. Some people, as a talk show, you're called a talk show host, but some people still call you a DJ.
Hey, DJ.
You're DJ. Hey, DJ.
Yeah, I love this one. I love this one. Hey, DJ, I'm not a DJ. I'm a personality. Get out of here. Cares.
Yeah, I answered to whatever. People, hey, jackass. Hey, DJ. Hey, Rhoda, whatever. I just answer to everything and anything and not care about it whatsoever. Just, hey, keep listening. Thanks so much. Appreciate that. But your favorite DJs of all time at whatever level, whether it's radio, whether it's TV shows, whether it was, your clubs and everything like, how many different clubs do you think you have worked
Me?
At in your career as a DJ? Yes.
Oh, boy. You go all the way back to the Penguin Lounge before I ever went to college. I think that was the very first time I ever picked up a turntable and a stylus and started playing some vinyl. That was way back then. Since then, I can't count. Who knows? I mean, the venues are immeasurable. I've played everywhere from Chicago to Florida.
I'm trying to, think back. Like I said, Draft House was the first club I ever worked at. BBC was walking distance from my dorm room, which was fabulous. Mm-hmm. I was working 3 nights a week there when I was in college the last couple of years and then after college. And here's the other thing. I mean, let's be honest. DJing paid pretty good back then, and I'm sure it pays fairly
ridiculous.
Well now, too.
Yeah,
right?
It depends on how good you are because, like I said, here's the difference. Every kid with a laptop is your competitor now. So it's a lot different to whereas, you used to have to pay your dues. You have to go out and buy your records. Now everything is at the fingertips. I can say this. I don't know how many joints that I worked at, but I can tell you the 2 greatest locations I've ever DJed.
Go ahead.
Blossom Music Center on the main stage, for 1. And for 2 is the gig that I still do at Ohio State Lane Avenue, before, during, and after every home football game. The Ozone tailgate, second to none.
Those are unbelievably sized venues that you get to do. For me, I mentioned Eddie's was my favorite place, along with Club Rio and the BBC. Those three, I worked there for about 8 straight years, from in college to after college. Yeah. And some of my best friends, right, are still my good friends now that I made. They were bouncers, they were bartenders, whatever it was. So love those places. All right, we got phone calls. Let's take some calls. Get your favorite DJs on National DJ Day. Rob in Louisville, welcome to the Kenny and JT Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Rob?
Good.
Hey, Kid Leo was great at MMS, but one of my favorite DJs, Dr. Johnny Fever.
Oh, there you go.
Huh?
Remember the episode when Johnny Fever was drinking and he got more sober the more he drank?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when they were both in there. And that cop was in there, and Venus Flytrap ended up wearing the cop's hat, and they were just having a great, good old time.
Outstanding.
That was great. Yeah, no, that's my guy.
Good stuff, Rob. Thanks for the phone call. National DJ Day, we're going to get a break in right now. When we come back, more of your phone calls. We're going to sprinkle in some Cavaliers talk as well. They lose last night. Looked a little bit tired. We'll get into that and more of your phone calls like we said. Phone number is 330-450-1480. It is the Kenny and JT Show.
The Roadman and JT on 1480 WHBC.